Randall County Commissioners meeting, the final one for the month of May. County Commissioner Ted Gans, how's it going?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Not too bad.
Good, good.
You've had to mow a lot, I bet, haven't you?
Well, I actually haven't been able to mow very much. We've been getting just those timely rains, and it's keeping me from getting the grass cut. So if we wait much longer, I'll be swathing that and baling that for a yard.
You will be.
But, you know, we're not going to complain. Obviously, I mean, you know, it can make some things difficult, the rain can, but ultimately, you know how it works is once it shuts off, it shuts off.
Yep.
So we'll take all of it that we can get.
Exactly right, because July will be here, and it'll be dry and hot.
Yep, exactly. You bet. You bet.
Let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments last night?
Yeah, Chris Shoffert stopped by. Chris is a sales representative for Adam Marshall Land and Auction, and he just wanted to introduce himself to the board, even though most of the board members all know him. But he wanted to introduce himself and what he does and what he can offer the county, and he wanted to just visit with us, you know, if we're looking to surplus some of our items, whether it be tools, machinery, that sort of thing, that he let us know that he could provide us a service if we were looking to do like an online auction there. And so, we were happy to have him.
Review accounts payable, payroll claims. That always happens.
Yep. We did that as well. And looked through all the bills and then also we approved that, and then also payroll claim. It's that time of the month again for payroll.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that and review informal bids for a water heater in the jail.
Yeah, kind of deja vu. last year we replaced one in the jail, and there's two, and then the second one went down, and so we kind of pondered the idea of just going with one. However, if that one goes down, then the inmates are without water and jail standards aren't met. And so we had to look into replacing this second one. And so we received two bids, Rich, one from Voles Plumbing in the amount of $20,200, and then another one from Alexander Plumbing for $21,750. Obviously, these are not your run-of-the-mill hot water heaters. They're very large and have to be craned up to the roof, because the hot water heaters were put upstairs instead of at ground level. So we accepted the bid from Voles Plumbing for $20,200, and that'll be coming out of the jail budget, Rich.
Also, let's see, discussion on armor coats as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a lot of notes jotted down there. We're going to be opening bids June 24th for armor coat, and so we were just kind of throwing around roads that we thought needed to be done. Obviously, Miller & Associates kind of keeps us a tab on what roads are due next and so forth, and sometimes we can jump around on that, and we have the freedoms to do that. And so a few roads that we're kind of you know, trying to nail down if this is the ones we want to do, but we have a drive 403 south of Lebanon. We have drive 714 and highway 83 going east. That'd be the first asphalt road when you go south of McCook, and then it goes back to the east there. Then the Bartley Road going north from the city limits to road 726, which is the Frontier County line. And then also the Bartley-Lebanon Road from the city limits or the village limits of Lebanon going north to road 714. So there's a considerable amount of miles there. Obviously, the oil cost each year seems to jump up more and more. And so in the past years, we've just kind of cut back miles. And not doing this to these roads are really showing the effects. And so we're going to look at the costs associated with it, and sometimes if you get more miles, you get a better deal. And so we'll look at those, and we'll see what we come up with for that. And when we open those bids, we can kind of pick and choose if the price tag's too high to elect not to do some of them.
Is that coming up here pretty soon?
Yeah, June 24th, gotcha. We'll open bids. Yes, sir.
All right, move on to consent agenda and a couple of items there as well.
Yep, we had on the consent agenda, item number one was approve the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two was approve accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $447,092.01. And then item number three was authorized chairman's signature on Lucent renewal agreement. That's for our health insurance. And then we also received correspondence from the Tax Equalization Review Commission their ruling was no adjustment required by law. Essentially, our assessor's office is assessing properties within Red Willow County in accordance with law and within those percentages and tolerances that are required. And so we got that correspondence there, Rich. And that was...
That was it?
That was pretty much it. Wow. It was a short one. Obviously, last week we had a meeting, and that was kind of back, a lot of stuff backlogged there. And then we had this meeting with Memorial Day coming on next Monday. So it was pretty short and sweet, one-hour meeting.
So the county offices, everything's going to be closed on Monday, right?
Yep, everything's going to be closed on Monday the 27th. Yep.
So next meeting for the county commissioners is?
June 10th. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Okay. So we'll meet then and 9 o'clock, third floor.
Expect probably a lot on that agenda.
It does. When you meet twice a month versus the four times a month, yeah. It does. There's a lot more stuff on the agenda, but it works.
Are you going to go out and try to drown a worm this weekend sometime?
Well, I'll tell you what, Rich. I have been out doing that quite a little bit here lately. Apparently, I'm out of touch with fishing because I'm not the fish whisperer. I'm having a little troubles locating these fish, but we're trying anyway.
Sure.
We're trying anyway. But yeah, there's a possibility. It's supposed to clear up and sun's supposed to come out, and so it'll be a nice weekend.
Hopefully, this rain will stir them up real good for you.
There you go. I hope so. I hope they're hungry on Saturday.
There you go.
So.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Rich.